This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
Here's kind of how I phrase it. A week ago, we got to hear from Terry. He's pissed. He's pissed, but absolutely left the door open to come on back. Nothing he said is something you can't walk back from. And in the NFL, I'm not sure there is a line of something you can't walk back from. Nah. Adam Peters spoke today. Nothing but the high road from AP. The only thing, if you really reach, is to say he did say he expects Terry to show up because everybody's got to show up today. What else is he supposed to say, right? I tweeted out, now we've heard from Terry and from AP. How do you feel about this contract situation? I gave three options, B. I feel like these are fair. Better, worse, or man, I don't know. As of now, 49% of votes are man, I don't know. 42% say they feel better. Only 8% of voters say they feel worse about this situation. What? I think that's pretty...
But my question is, where are those 8% coming from? What did Adam say to make you feel worse? I can't see that.
Let's hit these phones. My man EMAC is on the line. What's up, EMAC? How you feeling?
I felt good before, and I still feel good now. I think that 8% are Dallas fans who have to listen to Jerry Jones take shots at Micah Parsons. But, Brian Mitchell, man, I appreciate you real quick and just wanted to say how much I appreciate all you've done for D.C. and the memories that you made for me as a kid growing up and for my late father, man. It's an honor talking to you as well.
Thank you.
Appreciate it, EMAC.
But I feel great, man. Terry is still under contract, and he has all the incentive in the world to stay with us with Jaden Daniels and the direction the team is going. It's business. You know, it may go till September 1, but he'll be here, and he'll be fine. I trust him to be in shape and ready to go when it's time, and I'm sure he's not too excited to get back in camp early August. It's hot.
That's a great point, EMAC. I ran into an NFL veteran over the weekend that is currently unsigned, and I was like, dude, what's your plan? And the response was, man, I don't want to do all the camp. I'm probably going to sign mid-August.
It's that, yeah.
Hey, man,
Terry was working out on vacation. Dude's going to be in shape.
I think, now, would Terry prefer to have this done and be there to open camp? Yes, that's who he is. But you miss a couple weeks of camp, nobody's too upset. Thanks for the call, EMAC. Appreciate
it. Eric Williams wanted to sign after camp, and he only signed one-year deals.
Let's go to Bradley in Kensington. What's up, Brad? How you feeling?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. You know, I'm still in the man, I don't know, category. But, you know, obviously Adam has to say something today, but he's not going to say something that's going to cause some drama. But I think a deal will get done, but I just think it's going to take a long time, like you guys said. But I think Terry's worth every bit of $30 million, and I just hope the team and the front office realizes how important he is. I think he's just as important as Jaden. You know, all the late game wins, the catch against Cincinnati, the two late touchdowns against Dallas. So I think a deal will get done, but man, it's going to cause us some anxiety waiting this long. But yeah.
I mean, heck, the.
Hey, man, I'll just say go get you some chill Casamigos, take a cup shot. You'll be all right.
You like the reposado, B?
Yeah, get you some reposado.
Thank you, Brad.
What's the one the guy told yesterday? The
Patron Canito or something.
Something it was. Yeah. It was a Neho that was clear.
Shout out to Matchbox. The Buffalo wings were quite good. Hell, Terry caught the game-winning touchdown against Dallas from Marcus Mariota.
Yeah.
You know? Let's go to our guy Blake down in Wilmington. Blake, we haven't heard from you in a while. How you feeling about Terry? Blake?
What's going on? I feel good. I'm with D-Mitch. I'm not too worried. I feel like this is going to get done. I just want to look at it the perspective from Adam Peters. I know you said, JP, he just got here. He was hired last year. You know, look at it, too. He's on contract through this year, and Terry's not a guy that's going to miss games. You can tag him next year. So you're probably looking at Terry's agent going, do you want to be a 33-year-old free agent and sign 2 years down the line? Because we still got team control for 2 years. Or do you want to take whatever the number is, 30 and a half, 31 million now, and we can handshake this and we can go do training camp. So I feel fine about it. AP's just playing a little bit of hardball, but this thing's going to get done. Thank you, guys.
All right, thanks, man. Bud. Appreciate you. I think AP might be playing hardball, but it's possible Terry is too. You know, like, hey, man, my number's 32, and it's not a dime less. Like, does that constitute as hardball? I don't know. I think both sides have their points, and they don't want to get off them. Eventually, they get off this stuff, but, you know, it does land in a real spot. Landy, how are you feeling, dude? You've been pretty neutral on this throughout, I'd say.
I still think that a deal is going to get done, but, I mean, it doesn't feel great that, you know, training camp is here and they haven't got one yet. I know that we don't officially have word as to whether or not Terry's going to show up or not, but that would suck if he starts missing camp because, you know, the team won't just throw in the couple of extra million a year or whatever that he wants.
And I think eventually push starts turning into shove, and somebody will probably compromise a little bit more than the other. Like that. It's kind of when AP said these aren't always linear, these aren't always easy. Like, that's what he's talking about. Linear would describe a nice, smooth line. This thing's going to have ups and downs.
It will.
Russ is in Charlestown. Russ, how you feeling, dude?
Hey, fellas. I feel pretty good. But like you say, with Adam, you know, like he was talking about, I wish a presser, during the presser, he was saying it. You know, guys want to come here, you know, and the word gets around and everything. But you look at Terry doing the commander way and everything he does. I mean, if you can't get him signed, them guys going to talk too. Like, you know, hey, they take a while to get the contracts. But it's his first year. I mean, this may be, I know he's had contracts in the past, but, you know, he's learning probably. I mean, he's learning. Everybody learns something new every day, right? And but Terry's just the Cowboys game, like you said, JP. I mean, and then the Cincinnati game. I mean, they paid that guy, what, $41 million, one of them guys over there. And Terry catches that winning catch, you know. And then all the emotional stuff for the year. I'm an old fan, you know. And that old drunk I was playing cards with the other night, he was like, well, they're going to trade him. Dan's going to bring Michael Parsons up here. They're going to trade him to Dallas. I said, man, look. I called him Smirnoff. I said, listen, man, you got to quit talking that stuff. You don't want to start that stuff on the internet. But
Smirnoff's kind of funny,
man. They'll get it done. And, yeah, so that's what I got to say about it, fellas.
All right, man.
Thanks for the call, dude. We'll keep these phone lines open, 800-636-1067. 800-636-1067. I think we also got to keep this in mind. If you're Adam Peters, this is your first time going through a high-profile contract extension conversation as GM. Now, he's been involved in these talks, right? But he's never been running the show. Some of this is about precedent being set. And you got Tunsil, Debo, Lattimore, Luvu, a whole bunch of guys are coming up next year. Do you want the precedent to be set? Oh, you're going to skip minicamp and then you get your deal? They may not want it to look like that.
I don't think they must think of that far, Jay. I mean, that's what people do. It's been going on. Even when he was in those meetings, he saw that happen.
Let's go to Jim out in L.A. Jim, how you feeling about Terry?
Gentlemen, thank you very much for taking my call. JP and B-Mitch, you guys do a fantastic job. Even Landini and Jeff, it's a great group, and I'm happy to listen to you guys on the Odyssey app.
Thank you, man.
From the outside looking in the worst traffic in the country is still L.A. I'm so thankful that we have professionalism, class. 5 years ago, this would have been an S show. You would have had the owner barking. You would have had coaches giving their input. You would have had GMs pounding their chest. And we probably even would have had some players that were being unprofessional. Everything here is happening above the bar. You know, Terry's got a right to express himself, and I'm happy that he did, and I don't feel he's incorrect in any way. Adam Peters has got a business to run, and I think everybody's going to save a little face. Everybody's going to put their foot down. And it's all going to come together. And I'm even okay if he skips all the training camp, because we got 46 days until week one. So I think the fact that it's being quiet and under wraps is going to drive the crowds crazy, because we're used to that mudslinging and the speculation and the leaks. And I love that we don't have that. Mm. I love it. I'm so proud to be a Washington fan right now. I think it's going to work out just fine. And you're right, it's going to set a precedence for the other players too, because one side cannot be viewed as dominating. It's got to be, the success comes when everybody comes together, and everything that Terry said is demonstrating that. Everything that Adam Peters said is going to demonstrate that. You watch, just like B-Mitch said, man, when it comes time, when the rubber hits the road, a couple of zeros, it's all going to be okay. I'm pleased. I'm not happy, because I want Terry to be signed. But I'm very pleased at how things are progressing, because it's professional, man. This is the way it should be. Thank you so much.
All right, man.
Thanks, bud.
I think the precedent set is, don't come asking if you're not that good of a player.
Yeah.
If you are damn good, then they know that's going to happen. That's just how the things happen these days. But, you know, it can't get too overly.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes, and I'll find a way.
I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Concerned and worried.
Neil is in Virginia. Neil, how you feeling about the Terry situation, man?
Hey, guys. Look, I'm optimistic that Terry's going to be signed. I just have a slightly different take on what Adam Peters might be doing. I think he's keeping his powder dry. I think he's not signing Terry because right now there are still some generational free agent talent that might be available, like Hendrickson, maybe Parsons. So if he wanted to make an offer, if he had a chance to make an offer and they were going to accept it, structuring a deal after you've already committed to Terry would just make it more complicated. So, I mean, you know, there are deals that are done where
Neil,
the
can I ask a quick
Sure.
Micah Parsons rather reported to camp in Dallas. I don't think he's available at all.
Okay.
I honestly don't think Hendrickson's available, but I definitely don't think Parsons is available.
Jerry Nelson.
It just seemed like that, you know, the book wasn't closed on the Hendrickson. I mean,
you might be right on that. The book might not be closed, but I think we gotta, just for like the intellectual honesty level of it, I think we gotta shut the book on Parsons.
Okay, fair enough. But even still, if he had a chance at Hendrickson, it would be a lot easier to structure a deal and work the get some cap space by maybe restructuring some other places. I don't know the details that well and how it's done. I just know that it's done. Adam Peters is just maybe waiting, and he's going to sign Terry. It's like I said, before, if Terry McLaurin was available from another team, Adam Peters would be looking at shops to go sign him. So he's not going to let Terry go. I mean, he's going to find a way to make Terry happy. I just think he's waiting to see if he has to, you know, figure out some other large deal that may be possible. That's all I'm saying. It's just, I think it's just a little bit of a wait, but it's going to happen eventually, I'm sure.
Thanks for the call, bud. Appreciate you.
All right, guys. Take care.
All right. Last one for now. Our guy Deacon is in D.C. What's up, Deke?
Deke,
you there? Deke, you gone. I did want to let my man Jeff weigh in on this. Jeffrey, at various times you've been quite shook about the Terry situation. Terry spoke last week. Now we've heard from Adam Peters. How you feeling about Terry now?
Yo, my I'm way more calm. Like I don't have no
more
no,
calm.
Yeah, I'm way more calm. Like
why?
Because when we heard Terry talk and we heard his disappointment, just being in that room and just feeling the energy, because energy don't lie, you know? It felt bad. But now, you know, they had talked since then. And for AP to come out and say that in front of everyone, it's like, all right, it's going to happen now. It's just a matter of when, to me. I'm good now. The thing is, you all been around here longer than I have. Before, so much information would leak out. You know how they say the fear of the unknown? That's what it was for a lot of the fans, because nothing leaked out. Reporters didn't know. It's a good feeling, but it's crazy to see in Washington nothing leaks out, because
it's been like that since he took it taken over now.
Yeah,
it's been a little bit over a year.
Yep. So
and I like that. I don't like.
Yeah, I like.
I don't like leaks.
It's cool because it shows that everyone in the building is on the same program. They have faith in the people that's in that building. Mm-hmm. I love it. I'm not worried at all anymore.
I can tell you.
Damn time. You were getting on my damn nerves, just to let you know.
All good.
As a reporter, I kind of missed the leaks. But what I can tell...
This dude right here, the JP likes the leaks. JP hypes up everything.
I don't think I've hyped this up at all.
You part of the issue.
No, the Terry stuff I've said throughout, they got plenty of time.
You say they got plenty of time, but then you go into the... Let me know. Like, this is going to... You part of the issue.
You got to explain all the angles. But throughout this, I've said they had plenty of time.
Yeah, but you hype it up a little bit.
At this point, we don't even know if he's at training camp. Like, it's an issue.
Yeah,
but you have a unique perspective.
I care that he plays. I don't care if he's at training camp, because I saw one dude miss training camp every year, signed a deal after training camp, came in and was the best down. He played well.
Who was that?
Eric Williams. Every year. Eric showed up, one-year deal, did not come to after training camp. I said, hell, I might try that.
Did you ever hold out into camp?
Nah, my stuff came early. They didn't want to hear my mouth. They knew I'd talk a lot.
Jeff, I'm glad you feel better, because I know you were. And, dude, being in Eastern Motors and seeing the emotion in Terry's face, you there was like an emotional, visceral reaction to it. Like, he was clearly upset.
I saw that little vein right here popping up.
Yeah, and
that was when I knew he was serious.
The thing was that kept me on this,
vein right there?
Yeah. This roller coaster ride was, I went in, and when he was there putting on the stuff, laughing and smiling, I'm like, oh, yeah, we going to get this done. He wouldn't be doing this Eastern Motors stuff. But then I was like, hold up. That's a sponsorship. And then to hear that, I was like, oh, my heart dropped to my stomach. It did, because I was like, this is really getting real now. But I'm good
probably
now.
Probably bounced right back up, though, once it hit your stomach.
But I'm cool now. I'm not sweating no more.
Oh,
I'm glad you feel better. Here's what I'd like to do. I feel like we've had a really good conversation about Terry McLaurin. At some point, we're going to get information that he has or hasn't reported, that he's holding out, holding in. Maybe a deal gets done. Who knows, right? Like, that information is to come. But I do think AP explained everything quite well, high road the whole way, and I think it's reasonable to feel better about everything. Like, I wouldn't have expected it, but had Peters gotten up there today and said, oh, man, we're super far away and I don't know what's going to happen, then freak out.
If that were the case, he wouldn't even say that.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.